So thank you so much, Mary. Why don't you start by telling us about where is this piece of the wild, if you could describe this land, and then how the land helped bring about this book.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me, Elaine. I appreciate it. So our land is west of Trinidad, about 12 miles in far southern Colorado, sort of the foothills of the Sangre de Cristos. We're just north of New Mexico. It's a really diverse landscape, pinyon, juniper forest, with an understory of oak brush. And that means lots of wonderful natural food for birds and wildlife. And so we have been down on that property for about pushing 30 years now. And I've kept a nature journal the entire time, just for fun, you know, just the sightings, the wonderful things we saw, the quirky little pieces of nature it revealed. But then I realized that hidden within all of these 25 years of entries was evidence of a changing climate. So that's what led me to go, this isn't just a nice little nature journal. This is really a chronicle of climate change.
In birdwatching, we talk about patchwork, where people get to know a certain patch of land. And you've obviously, over 30 years, gotten to know this piece of land. And with climate change, we need science, we need facts, but we also need things that move us, move our hearts, move our emotions. And I wonder if you could talk about how your observations, which are more observations than necessarily scientific studies, gave you this information about climate change in your piece of the land.
Well, I completely agree. We have unlimited, overwhelming amount of data and science that's telling us climate change is happening, but it's really story that connects with people. And you know, we see a variety of birds down there. We enjoy watching them. For example, we've always fed hummingbirds. We've had abundant hummingbirds throughout the warm months. And our primary species was the broad-tailed hummer, which is Colorado's humming, whistling, familiar hummingbird. But over the years, we realized our dominant hummingbird was becoming the black-chinned hummingbird, which is a more south-ranging species. And now the black chin is definitely the dominant bird we see at our feeders. Sometimes we aren't seeing broadtails until a day or two after we set out our feeders. And then we've just noticed changes in use of the land by elk because they're staying in the high country later into the season. We aren't hearing elk bugling in the fall as often. Last winter, I found fresh bear scat outside our cabin in January. That means that bear had not entered hibernation. Yeah, so lots of changes we're seeing there.
As a nature writer who has roots both in the science of ecology and in writing to move people, what do you feel like are the messages that people need to learn from your experience and that the message that you're trying to bring out in this book?
Definitely that this is happening in your backyard, your little special place too. So I just hope readers will look around them, recognize what's going on. What birds are they not seeing that they always used to have in their yard? And, you know, think of their own stories and start to share those stories, because we have voice when we speak out, when we talk to each other. And it puts, if you will, a human face on the story of climate change.
And as you've been presenting this book, have you been hearing back from people who have maybe done similar things, maybe not on such an extensive level or in such a deliberate way of writing for these decades?
You know, definitely. And it's more that people are coming up to me and saying, you know, I used to have a certain kind of bird at my feeder and I haven't seen them in so long, or my flowers are not blooming the way they used to because so many changes are happening. Perhaps it's just too dry, or this season has been very strange, too wet. So people aren't necessarily recording a multi-year journal like I have, but they are starting to notice. And when it actually enters into our own lives and the things that touch our hearts, like our closeness to nature and seeing trees die, then it becomes very real.
Well, Mary Young, thank you so much. And listeners, if you'd like to hear more about this book, Bluebird Seasons, Witnessing Climate Change in My Piece of the Wild, you can head to the Boulder Bookstore on Thursday, August 10th at 6:30 p.m. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Elaine. I really appreciate it.